Giuseppe Ristorante, may I help you?
Yeah, is Giuseppe in?
Speaking.
Hey Giuseppe, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. Is now a good time to talk?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I saw you filled out a web registration for some capital and figured I'd give you a call.
Yeah.
Okay, before I answer any questions, I just have a few pieces of information we need to confirm on file before we answer any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Company name still Giuseppe Restaurant?
Yeah, Giuseppe Restaurant, of course, is the trade name. The name of the company is Stagliano family, like my last name, Stagliano Family LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then phone number, the one we're calling on, a good one?
Yeah, that's the restaurant telephone number that basically is always open.
Perfect. And Giuseppe, you're the 100% business owner for you guys?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then website is Giuseppe Restaurant. That's still a good one?
GiuseppeRestaurant.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I checked that out right before we called too. And then also, how do you guys structure the business?
LLC.
LLC. Perfect. And then how long have you been in this business for, Giuseppe?
We opened this restaurant in 2005.
2005?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So, we have many different programs, so depending on what you are needing. Please just let me know what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
I just looking, because here summertime is a little bit tough. I just need a little line of credit to go through August or September.
Okay, so just looking to bring on some capital then. And then how much were you looking to bring on?
I don't need no more than $25,000.
No more than $25,000?
Yeah, I'm not looking for a lot of money, just a little bit, just like I say, to have a little breathing.
Right, give you guys a little extra, cushion in the account, right?
Yeah.
And then when were you looking to bring on this on by? Do you have a deadline, or just kind of seeing what options you have out?
Well, of course, it's not that I have a deadline, but I need the money to go, like I said, to go to August and the first 2-3 weeks in September, that they are also very slow around here.
Right. Is it, is that when you guys, have a slow time for business?
Yeah, normally July, August, and the first week in September are the worst, because this is very residential area. Everybody goes on vacation, and the first week in September, everybody comes back for the school.
School, right.
And after September 15, we're going to go back in the regular, good business.
Right, when everybody gets back for school and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What part of New Jersey are you guys in, too?
We are north of New Jersey, Franklin Lakes, Wyckoff. We are like 30 minutes from Manhattan.
Okay, I see. And then you guys only have one location, right?
Yes.
Do you have any plans for, opening up another one or anything big for the future?
I already have another one, but I'm partnered with somebody else and nothing to do with this.
Okay, so that one's just a completely different one?
Yeah.
Are you just a chef for that one, or are you part owner in that one too?
I'm a managing partner on the other side, yeah.
Okay, I see. And then just for that $25,000, what, specifically, where would you guys be using that for?
Well, specifically, just like I say, for cash flow, just to cover some payroll, just like I said, just a little cash flow, working capital, nothing specific, like to buy equipment. We have everything. Everything is brand new. Everything is paid off. So we
mm-hmm. So just kind of some spending cash for you guys to have, on safety.
Yes.
Okay. And then are you? Are you looking to get any return on the on the investment that you'd be bringing on with the $25,000?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
What kind of return would you be looking to bring on with this $25,000 for the an ROI on this? This loan you'd be bringing on, you're gonna be bringing on maybe new employees or?
No, basically, like I said, this money there strictly for just to keep the business going on. That's it.
Okay, I see. And then just a few more background questions on the business to help us get a little more better idea. What did you guys do in sales last year?
1,340,000. 1.3. You can put 1.3.
Nice. What are you guys tracking for this year?
I don't know. At the moment, we are exactly the same pace of last year. Maybe 1% more, very little. I hope we can go close to 1.4, but we'll see. I don't know. The high season for us is October, November, December. That's the three big months for us.
Mm-hmm.
And every year is a little bit different, but like I said, at least we're going to do, I will be happy if we do at least like last year. It was, you know, economy is not that great right now.
Right, I understand. Did you guys change anything up, or, I mean, like any new strategies or any different marketing, maybe anything like that for this year?
Yeah, we always do. Again, this is a very residential area. There is not that much we can do. We don't have, like, we are not in a big city with the walk-ins. For us, it's just to make sure that we always give the good food, the people that are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We opened for 11 years, you know, that means something, no?
Yeah, and I mean, you guys have been around for a while in the area too, so. And then, I mean, what kind of food do you guys make? I saw your Italian restaurant.
Yeah, it's a fine dining Italian restaurant.
Okay, so just like Italian cuisines and whatnot,
yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nice. What's your bread and butter? What's your best dish you got there?
Well, we sell a lot of seafood. Around here, people that love seafood, we do a lot of seafood. Pasta with seafood and fresh seafood every day. You know, we sell a lot of seafood here.
Oh, nice. I'm actually calling. We're located down in San Diego, so, you know, we're right by the ocean, too, and, you know, get a lot of that seafood as well.
I work as a chef 2 years in Long Beach, anyway.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you. I saw on your website it said you had dishes out in California.
Yeah, 2 years in Long Beach. It was 1993.
Okay, was that with the partner you're working with now, or just a different experience?
What was the difference for you? As a chef, you always travel, no?
Right, just kind of, you know, experiencing different things and whatnot.
Yeah.
How did you get in the industry, too? Did you kind of just, you know, want to start your own restaurant?
Yeah, I think it's normal process. Any chef, they always have an idea to open a restaurant, you know.
Right. Do you, whole life spent as a chef?
Sorry?
Has chef been your craft for, you know, about your whole life?
I went to culinary school in Italy for 5 years.
Oh, nice. So, sure, you know, you got a lot of great insight over there, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Are you from Italy, too?
Yes, I'm directly from Italy.
Oh, nice. When did you come over to the States?
First time I was in California, 93.
Oh, nice. So, I mean, how old were you when that happened?
Right now, I'm 53. There was like... 20, more than 20 years ago, I was 30 years old.
Oh, nice, and that was your first time coming over to the States?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool, and you've just been over here ever since?
Yeah, I just went back in Italy for a couple of years, but basically most of the time here.
Right, and then you started the business out there in Jersey about 2005, and, you know, been doing that ever since?
Yeah, first I worked in a restaurant as an executive chef, and then after 5 years that I got a lot of customers, I opened my own place.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's, you know, pretty good way to get going, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, another question for you is, how's your credit?
Like, it's very bad. It's about, I would say, 570, 560. I have a tax lien. We've been audited 4 years ago, and I have an installment payment to the state.
Okay, you said that was 4 years ago you had that lien?
Yeah.
Okay. And
We're almost done.
Right, I was just going to ask you, you said you were making payments on that?
Yeah.
Okay, almost done with it?
I'm sorry?
You're almost done with that too?
Yeah, I think we still own $40,000 in less than a year, because I pay $4,600 a month.
Okay, and how much was that total lien for that you were paying off of that?
$202,000.
$202,000, and then you're making about $4,000 a month?
4,600.
Okay, and how long have you been making that for? 4 years?
Yes, that's why I'm almost done. I think it's $40,000. It's less than a year.
Okay, I see.
Also, because I give a down payment of $50,000.
Okay, well, yeah, so you're getting ready to come up on the end of that then. Okay, well, you know, that's not a problem, too. We do have, you know, a few different programs that work with different credit tiers, A to D, so, you know, we have a lot of different options that we can, you know, give to you. Have you looked into financing anywhere else?
No, that was my first one. I received today in the mail, and then that's why I applied.
Oh, you got our mailer through the mail?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, good to know, you know, we had a successful... You know, that you ended up getting it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And then, I mean, do you have any other loans out right now? Any capital or maybe any for equipment, anything like that?
Yeah, but it's very stupid. It's a leasing for a stove, but it's like $200 a month.
Okay. How long have you been doing that for?
It's already 2 years. 1 year has already passed by. That means another year.
Okay. How much?
$200. It was like $3,000-$4,000 leasing.
Oh, for the total payment on that?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, yeah, just trying to, you know, get some background. And then, I mean, yeah, I think we got just about all the info that I do need. Let me just check over my notes, make sure I'm not missing anything really quick. Who do you currently bank with, too? Another one of my questions.
Lakeland Bank.
And then have you approached them for a loan or, you know, any help with this capital?
No way. Banks, when you go to the bank, you say that you have a rest on the... Nothing is not working.
Right. Yeah, I know how that works for sure. I was just one more questions you gotta ask.
They want a collateral. I don't have collateral anyway.
Yeah, they want to do that, and I know their process is, you know, pretty lengthy as well with that too. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what's a good email for you too, Giuseppe?
chefg63@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, with our application process, what we require is just a one-page application. It's a very simple, straightforward, just one page for that capital that you'll be looking to bring on. Along with that, would be February to last month's bank statements, so we can, you know, check the health of the business, and we do base it off of sales. So, you know, we need to see what you guys do for sales. And then the other thing we would do require is a most copy of your most recent tax return. Did you have one for this last year?
No, for last year, yes. Not for this year. We didn't do yet. We're gonna do always in October.
Okay, you guys are gonna do it in October.
Mm-hmm.
But did you say you have 2014?
No. 2014. Yes, I do.
Okay, that works. If you could just attach a copy of that, the only pages that we do need are the first page where we can get the gross sales, and then also the page with the ownership breakdown, just so we can, you know, confirm that you're the 100% owner. So I'll attach, you know, a little description for you of what it is we need in the email when I send it over when we get off the phone. It is a very simple, straightforward process, and we do have a very fast turnaround. So the sooner you do get this back to me, we can get you some actual numbers to work with and see how much we can help you out. But when do you think I can get this back from you?
I'm sorry?
When do you think I can get this back from you?
Today is Friday already. We're done for the weekend. I'm going to start working during the weekend. Between Monday, I'm going to try to send you Monday, something like that.
Monday, okay. All right, how about this? If I don't get it by Tuesday, is it all right if I give you a ring?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
All right, perfect. Just so, you know, I keep that on your mind. But, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over right when we get off the phone. And then if you have any questions or comments or anything about that, you don't hesitate and give me a call, and, you know, we can work that out.
Okay.
All right, anything else you need from me, Giuseppe, before we get off the phone?
I thank you very much, and just send the email. I'm going to work on that, okay?
Perfect. I'll shoot you the email right now, and it was nice talking to you today.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.